Hello and welcome to another edition of the Manager's Essentials podcast. Today I'm with Daniel Taylor from our Staff Learning and Development team, and we're going to be having a chat about a new management development program called Managing at Manchester. So Daniel, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for sparing me some time. Can you start off by telling us a bit about what is the Managing at Manchester program?
Manage at Manchester is a programme that we've put together in order to help managers to develop their broader skills and also for them to improve their sort of general management skills and behaviours, very much in particular so that they can direct, engage, they can support their team, and very much around delivering results. That's the core concept of the programme.
Tell me a bit about what a delegate might expect to learn or cover on the programme.
Well, it's a very practical and comprehensive programme. It's over 6 months in duration, and it's designed so you're not learning constantly during that period, but you get to really spend a lot of time reflecting and also working together with the cohort that you're on. We focus on four key modules, with the first one being around setting direction, and this allows you to develop awareness of the university, the organisation, business, those sorts of things, as well as sort of setting and communicating direction. The next one then focuses on building relationships. That is the key aspect that a manager will be involved in, and that's the whole aspect around sort of how you manage the team aspect as well. And we also spend some time allowing the manager to understand their leadership style so they can actually understand why they do what they do, which is really important. The third session then focuses on results, and that's obviously is key. We really do need to drive and improve performance here at the university, and this is one of those key aspects. And it also goes into sort of planning, delegation, which I think is a really important aspect, as well as motivating and recognising the skills and the team itself. Then the final day identifies how people learn and develop, and we highlight this, and we really work to support managers so that they can coach their team, which is a really fantastic skill. And we all know there's going to be a load of change coming. You know, if you just think of anything like Brexit, we know there's going to be change here at the university, so we support managers through managing change effectively. The whole programme, it's not a talk lecture. You know, they're not coming to see me for 4 days of just me talking at them. So it's very much uses management theory, case studies, practical exercises, a huge amount of reflection, loads of group discussions as well. I'm sure that most of the knowledge that needs to be pulled out already exists in the room. So, you know, I facilitate those discussions. And I really want people to share their experiences and then have some activities so they can put it into practice. Mm. So it's not a theoretical lecture. We also then dovetail the programme on either side with a launch. And then at the very end, we have an impact and evaluation session. And we really pull out all those positive changes that people have seen over the past 6 months. But also then is the forward planning. So the development doesn't just stop at that point.
So I was going to ask you is why might somebody want to come on it? But I mean, you've probably just given me a whole list of compelling reasons in what you've just mm-hmm. talked about in terms of the content. But, you know, who's it suitable for? Who might want to come along?
I think really, if you're a manager, it's going to be for you. So we have people who are existing managers. They could have been managing for many years but not had that formal training. So it will be there to support mm-hmm. their confidence. Mm-hmm. It'll I'm sure we'll reinforce all the knowledge that they have, but we'll just give them that confidence that they're doing something correctly, or, you know, I'm sure they'll be able to improve and come up with new ways of working. But it's also for new or aspiring managers, but also for people who may not have a direct line management responsibility. And I'm thinking of people like project managers, and we would term these as individual contributors. So they'll work very much independently, but all of their work is conducted by delegating out and managing others, and they often have a real challenge because they won't be doing the PNDRs, they won't be doing the performance management, but they will absolutely have to manage those people and those relationships.
So if somebody's listening to the podcast then and they think, well, I'm not a manager right now, but I'd like to be one at some point in the future, they could still apply to come on this programme?
Definitely. We try and balance it so we don't have, for example, a room full of aspiring managers, because that would be difficult. They wouldn't, their learning wouldn't be enriched by learning through others. So we definitely try and get that balance. Mm-hmm. I would say if there's any opportunities where you can improve your management skills indirectly, it might be, you know, you're looking after the apprentice that's recently joined your team. If you can get those management skills in a different way, you don't have to be doing the formal management style or the management relationship, I think that would be absolutely perfect.
Okay. And how many people have been on the programme so far?
Well, the programme launched in February of 2018. It was a replacement for Making the Right Start, which had been going for absolutely years, and it had been, you know, hugely successful. In terms of managing at Manchester, we've had over 70 people through the programme. We are adding future dates, so if you do see the programme looks like it's full or anything like that, still apply for the programme and add yourself to the waiting list. Therefore, you will be the first to find out. We do, in terms of all of our courses and all of our programmes, design them based on demand. So if we know people are sat there on the waiting list, we will add future days. In terms of what people have thought about the programme, we've had absolutely amazing feedback. So of those 70 people, it's been rated as either good or excellent. So we've really achieved what we needed to do. And delegates tell that it's been really useful in terms of their career development, but also it's helped them to develop their confidence, and it's really supported their overall sort of learning objectives that were set very often in terms of things like their PNDRs. So I'd also, in terms of this, recommend you have a conversation with your line manager to make sure it's within that sort of development pathway.
Okay, and if somebody wants to go on the programme, then it's bookable through your staff learning and development calendar.
Yes, so they just have to go on the training catalogue. We have a load of information on Learning for All, which is on our staff learning development web pages. Just have a look and there'll be loads of information on online.
You mentioned coaching before, and you said that delegates are taught some coaching skills to enable them to coach their team. But I understand they also get some coaching themselves at the end of the programme. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Definitely. This was actually based on feedback. We were talking about coaching in sessions, and if you've never been through coaching, it can sound quite abstract and a bit random almost, and you can't really understand what the process is. So we decided to give everyone, as part of the programme, a 1.5 hour coaching session. You were able to talk about anything you want, and they found it hugely beneficial. A number of them have continued with the coaching because it's had such an impact. And also we've seen a number of people who have then recommended it to their teams. So our request for coaching has also then gone up. So it's really had a hugely positive impact. And I think it's a real great addition to the programme.
Manage at Manchester is just one of the ways in which managers can develop their skills at the university. I know there's lots of other opportunities available through your team. Can you just tell us a bit of a flavour of what else is available?
Yeah, definitely. Manage at Manchester is part of our overall leadership and management journey. So we have a number of programmes that are available. So once you've been through the programme, you are able then to move on to the next step in line with your career. So the next step would be leading at Manchester. And then our senior leadership team are going through the Inspiring Leaders programme. So you can see there's a real pathway through the organisation in terms of leadership and management development. And that's something that we know is, you know, is a core requirement of staff learning and development in terms of our offering. But it doesn't only stop there. You don't have to just do a programme, which can be a major commitment for many people. So there is a number of options that are available to support the just-in-time learning. So if you need a particular skill, it's on offer. So we have courses around managing conflict, managing and developing individual performance, project management, successful delegation, influencing skills, and also giving effective feedback. And these are all bookable via the Staff Learning and Development website. We also have on there, which I think is really, really useful, our learning and development toolkit, which has a whole array of podcasts, videos, helps, guides, etc. and obviously things such as Managers Essentials, which is really important and is a great resource for managers across the university.
Thank you for the plug. Daniel, it's been great talking to you. Thanks very much for being on the Managers Essentials podcast.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you again soon.